I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. We lived on the West Coast for a little while in Portland, Oregon, and there we became acquainted with the fish salmon. Salmon hatch in still waters. The young fish emerge from the protective custody of the headwaters to begin their journey in the crush and cascading flow of the river. Many miles later, salmon return to their genesis, swimming upstream to spawn. In their maturity, they have sufficient size and strength to return to their place of birth. They leap and jump uphill, going against the force of the river in the opposite direction to participate in the continuous cycle of reproduction. They do the impossible, and then they die. Many times we live lives like salmon at spawning season, swimming upstream to birth new ideas, innovation, unique approaches to old applications, or unprecedented creations and achievements. We jump into the strong currents of change as easily as a salmon determined to conquer the flow of the river to reproduce. We leap over preconceived notions, jump over entrenched traditions, and swim against the tide of the established and the predictable. To the observer, it looks like you're going in the wrong direction. It looks like an impossible task going against the ordinary, the mundane, and mediocre. Trying to fly like a Chinook salmon over the competition to lay the foundation for change in an environment that can nurture new beginnings. Swimming upstream is a part of the natural process of spawning. The uphill journey is embedded in the DNA of the salmon and also in the DNA of achievements. God equipped the salmon for the journey, and God strengthens us for our season of creations. Do not despise uphill journeys towards new beginnings. Use the climb to strengthen your interpersonal skills, your people skills. Sharpen your mission, test your vision, work your plan, and tackle your goals in such a way that you don't die like the salmon. Be just as determined as a salmon to swim upstream, but do not die in the victory. What does it profit, my brother and sister, to gain the whole world only to lose your soul? Today is a good day. Well, every day above ground is a good day, but today is a good day to swim upstream without being confused or controlled by the flow of events and people that push against you. The call to make the journey means God has already given you the gifts, the skills, the talents, and the resources to handle swift currents and high tides. Whenever you see salmon pink, let the color remind you that upstream swims are often a necessary part of production. See if you find any salmon-colored notepaper and send an encouraging note to a friend who is also swimming upstream. Tie a salmon-colored ribbon around an object you are sure to see regularly through the day, such as a doorknob, a desk, a lamp, or around your journal. Purchase a bouquet of salmon-colored flowers and send them to someone who is swimming upstream. So when they put it on their desk or dining room table or bedroom dresser, they'll be reminded that swimming upstream is often a necessary part of production. Make the journey with the confidence and the commitment of a spawning salmon, but be sure not to perish in the victory. Touch your neighbor this morning and say, I shall live and not die. Go on. I shall live and not die. Now go on and live this day, swimming upstream in divine favor. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this has been your wake-up call.